We're learning Shmiras Haloshin, Shaar Tevuna, Perikid Gimel. And Mr. Shem will finish Perikid Gimel today. And the topic of discussion is that of Leitzonus. Chafetz Chaim is telling us that Leitzonus is one of the Midas Rois, the bad character traits that a person has to work on in order to prevent himself from transgressing the Isser Lashon Hara. The Yilmoid Adam Das, Mimashon Royin, Beyoshve, Beis Hasurin. Kishmalichin Oisom, a Shaifet, El Adrisha Vachakira, Hemisharin is PM, Velo Yaitziu, Mi PM, Afilo Teva Achas. The Chafetz Chaim tells us a person should learn a lesson. Who are we learning a lesson from? From the prisoners. We could learn from everyone. He's using this as an example. We could learn from the prisoners. Well, what can we learn from them? When they're standing in front of the judge, they're careful to answer the question that they are asked and not say one extra word. They don't want anything to be used against in the court of law. Not one extra word. They don't say one extra word, which is not appropriate to be said at that time. Furthermore, they accept upon themselves kol ha'akoyis abizyonis lo yoydu alemes. They accept upon themselves all the punishments and they get hit, whatever it might be, an embarrassment. Lo yoydu alemes. But they won't admit the truth. Even though they know deep down inside, they know the truth. That says the Chafetz Chaim, lo yoydu alemes af sheyoydin benashem, they know shebein kach ben kach lo yichyu chai netzach, they won't live forever. Vafilo im yoydu, and even if they admit, korif adavish lo yumsu, it's possible they won't get punished with the death sentence. Ki miyuta de miyuta shnigmar dinon miso. It's only a few people who get death sentence. Nonetheless, nokil lahem lekabel anafshem kol hayisurin machmas svek sveikos shel arichas chayisho. The people in jail will try to minimize their dibur, their speech, because if they get caught in what they're saying, there's a slight possibility maybe something will lead eventually to the death sentence. So what do? They don't talk. They talk as little as possible, so they can't use anything against them. Well, chas kam v'kamo, how much more so? Ich tzichin lizboishe shoyson ha'anoshim ha'yoshin b'chevra sanche lotzon kamo shoyis. How much more so do people have to be embarrassed? People who sit in front of and with groups of people who are leitzonim. He says, for kama shoyis, for hours. If eini shemako yisom umachrichem lazeh, and no one is twisting their arm and forcing them to be involved with such people. If yis abkum ledaber dvarim asurim yisku l'chai netzach, and if they hold themselves back from speaking forbidden speech, they will merit the world to come. Kimaydisa b'medrash, as the medrash tells us, that for every moment a person remains silent and holds himself back from speaking Dvar Masurim, he merits this light, the light which is gonuz, which is set aside, and such a special radiance It's such a special kedusha. It's such a special closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Malachi Asharis, the ministering angels, there's no creation that can fathom this great Or HaGonus. We don't know what this means. It's beyond comprehension. The Malachim can't understand it. But one who keeps his mouth closed when it's very difficult, it's at the tip of his tongue. It's so obvious that the situation in front of us requires someone to say something about this matzav, about the situation. But a person keeps his mouth closed. What happens is he merits la'or hagonos, the light. That not even the malachim or any creation in this world can comprehend what the reward is for such a person. And he says further, however, all the way around, midah keneged midah, measure for measure, the same as well. Yeonshu al kol dibur v'dibur, a person will be punished for every single word which he says. And he quotes the Gra, which we'll see in a second. I just want to share with you a few mishalim to bring out this point. Sometimes a person feels like, you know, what's one word? What's two words? What's the big deal? They used to have, before the emails came around, it was a telegraph. And I think they charged, I wasn't around, I don't know. They charged for every little stamp, right? Another punch. What was it? I don't know, X amount of copal, ruble, I don't know, whatever the things cost, right? 10 cents, 20 cents, a dollar, a quarter. The Chafetz Chaim says that if we would realize the words that we say are no different. It's the same type of situation. We'd be careful, be precise. But we grow up and we're encouraged to talk. The little baby doesn't know how to talk. And then we want to talk. He could talk. Oh, look what he could say. We can barely understand what he says because he's a little baby, so we don't know what he's saying. But he's so cute, whatever he says. Then we get older, the Chafetz Chaim is telling us, we have to watch what we say. Don't talk so much. Be careful. Because the hepech yonshu are called dibur v'dibur. If the words we say are not going to be good, we'll be punished for those words. You know, I once called up an accountant. And I said, I have a question. So the accountant said, okay, what's the question? So I started talking, A, B, C. I want to know, should I set up a meeting? Where do I stand? Finally, the accountant interrupted me and said, I have to tell you something. We've been on the phone now for 10 minutes and 23 seconds, something like this. I didn't realize you had so many questions. You said you have a question, so I'll answer your question. If you want a consultation, we'll have to make an appointment. And I don't know what the accountant said. $50 for the first 45 minutes. I don't know what...
The meter was running,
exactly. The meter was running. I have a cold dibur v'dibur. Time is money, they say, right? The Chafetz Chaim is telling us we have to realize the words that we say, they're powerful. They make a difference. They're precious. Use them properly. Chaim definitely encourages that by young children, we should educate them at an early age. I think we discussed it a little here in the Sefer, to be marigal them, to accustom them that they can't just say whatever you want. And when the person gets into that frame of mind, when I can say whatever I want, for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, it's very difficult to all of a sudden realize, you know what, wait a minute, I have to slow down. I can't say all what I want to say. What does the Gra tell us? V'zeh l'shoinai. The Gra says, Kol omol ha'odam l'piyu. Kol omol, a person's life's occupation resides in his mouth. Kol omol ha'odam l'piyu. A person's job, his life's job, is his mouth. Amru v'chachmeinu zal. The Gemara tells us in Chulin daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph. You've seen this earlier in the Chofetz Chaim. He brought this down. Shekol mitzvayisov v'sayirayisov shel adam ein maspik l'mashemaitz mipiv. That all of the Torah and all of the mitzvahs a person does his whole entire life will not absolve him for the inappropriate words that come out of his mouth. As I mentioned, I think I once saw, we learn Mishnah Berurah to start the morning. And if I would tell you, I believe it's brought down that Chofetz Chaim spent 25 years of his life working on the Mishnah Berurah. It's amazing, amazing. 25 years. Now, that's not the only thing he did during that time. And doesn't mean 2 hours here, an hour and a half there. Hours and hours that he spent throughout 25 years of his life working on writing the Mishnah Berurah. If I would tell you and ask you a question, how many years of his life did he spend on the Svarim of the Chofetz Chaim, of the Shmiras HaLashon, and all the other Svarim he wrote, the many Svarim on Shmiras HaDibur? So we have, someone says 30 years, someone says maybe 28 years. I suggest that at the time when the Chofetz Chaim realized that the young age, whatever it was exactly, of how important it is, the Koyach HaDibur, the power of speech, it was from that point on for the, until the rest of his life. I don't know if it was when he was a teenager, but his whole entire life, it wasn't 25 years, it wasn't 50 years. Chofetz Chaim lived into his 90s. I'm not going to say it from the age of 3 and on. But this is what the Gra tells us. Kol amol ha'adam l'piyu. Man's occupation is his mouth. Amru chachmeinu zal. Kol shekol mitzvayisov. Shel adam ein maspik l'mashem maitzvi piv. As important as it is for a person to learn the halachas from the Mishnah Berurah, even more important, he has to learn the inyanim, the aspects and the concepts of the halachas of his mouth. Ma'amnasoi shel adam, says the Gemara, b'ayin lazeh, what is a man's job, what is a man's occupation here in this world? Ya'asa'atzmoi ki'ilayim, he should make himself like a mute. What does it mean, like a mute? Like an ilayim? Like a person who can't speak. He should make himself like he can't speak. He should grind his lips together like the two mills, the grinding mills, the grinding press. There's this. I don't like to talk about things which I don't know. So I know what you think. I shouldn't talk so much. There's something called kafakela. Kafakela. What is kafakela? Kafakela is a punishment in Gehenna. It's, what does it mean, I think I don't know? It's brought down that they take the person, picture being on a bungee cord jumping type thing. He's like on a slingshot. And he's that slingshot. He is that piece of the ball or the wood that you're shooting. And he's the one being shot. And he's being pulled back. And he's thrown from one end of the world to the other end of the world. And There's no cord. This is the kafa kela. This is the gehenim. This is a punishment for the person. Something like this. Now, the person is thrown into a kaf hakela because of the words that he creates, that this kaf hakela is created by him, according to his incorrect usage of his words. From dvarim betalim, from nonsense, from leitzanus, from mocking people, from saying things which are ridiculous, nonsense, what's he saying it for? Val kol dibor, v'chol kafakela hakol behevel piv shel dvar metelim, val kol dibor behevel, tzarech lis kaleya misoifa oylam at soifa. For every dibor, he is thrown from one end of the world to the next end of the world. This is all by extra words. In other words, the kafakel is not so bad. If you compare it to the bigger punishment, what's a bigger punishment? But by forbidden speech, Now I explained kafakela is leitzanus. That's a mistake. That's by dvarim betalim. That's stam, just sitting there wasting time. As they say, killing time. Nothing to do, killing time. Feel bad. There's a lot of murders out there, killing time. Well, it was time is so precious, so valuable. But when it comes to a forbidden speech, kegoyin lashon hara, or leitzanus, or shuas nedarin, machlaikas or klalais, when it comes to speaking lashon hara and mocking people and swearing and making oaths, or machlaikas and being argumentative, or klalais and cursing, or beprat, bebeis hakneses, and if it's done in shuls, when people are schmoozing with their friends, if it's done during the davening time, when people are schmoozing, and if it's done with Shabbos, the Yontif, says the Chavetz Chaim, when it's even a holier day, al elu tzorich leirei lashor lemata habi ma'oid, for such averos, the person goes down into the depths, beyond the depths of Gehenna, of Sheol, what's called Sheol, the depths. Al eilu tzarech leir l'shol l'mat harbi moed v'yashar l'shar gur l'yisur mat tzarech shesoyvel b'shvil dibur echot. It's impossible for us to comprehend the pain and suffering that awaits a person for this forbidden speech. For one word of a harmful word to someone else. Not one word is lost. Maybe a person will think, oh, you know, we have computers that lose things sometimes. And then we have those two buttons which are my favorite. Control Z. You know what Control is? That's the undo. That's the shortcut to undo. You know, you press the undo. So, When you lose something on the screen, oh, you get very nervous. Where'd it go? So you press Control Z, if I'm not mistaken. That brings it back. Okay? It's like, let's say you accidentally press delete. You worked hours on typing something up. And then you give a nice stretch, your knee hits the keyboard somehow, and before you know it, you open your eyes, and it's all gone. You scroll up and down, you can't find anything. So you press those two keys, or you go to the little arrow that has that U-turn. We'll discuss computers later. Yes. And then you press the Control Z. And sometimes it doesn't work. And then you get really worried. Then you know what you have to do? Then you have to call your 5-year-old child over to help you.
That's true.
Here, the Chofetz Chaim says nothing's lost. It all remains in the best hard drive, best memory system that exists. They are malachim who write down and they record and they curse this person who uses his words incorrectly. And they don't leave this person. Now, we don't see the malachim, we don't see the angels, but they're writing down every single word that we're saying. So what do they do with these words? You ever send an email and it says sending? And it still says sending?
Slow
connection. So you call the person up and you tell them, well, I sent you an email, but it's not going, so let me tell you what I said. And he said, well, did you get it yet? Because you have attachments to it. He says, no. He says, try to send it again. So you send it again. Still sending. You see the little circle turning. your head is spinning in the meantime. These malachim, there's no delay. It's quicker than instant messaging. Lahavdil. As soon as it's said, it's written down. Says the Pasuk, Ki oif hashemayim, the heavenly bird, yoylich es akol, will bring up the voice, ubal kenafayim yagidover, and the winged angel will say what was said by us down here. Ad kan l'shoyne HaKodesh, this is the words of the Vilna Gaon. The guy Sinon, Mar Tazan of the Zara, Amar Rav Katina. Rav Katina tells us, call him its light sates, Neifel the Gehenim. Call him its light sates, Neifel the Gehenim. Whoever ridicules, whoever mocks, whoever scorns, whoever makes fun of others, will fall into Gehenna. Today we've been discussing the tremendous punishments that a person will receive if he falls into the category of a leitz. Whether it's taking something which is serious and deflating the serious situation, and mocking, and knocking, or it's taking people and making fun of them. Any situation that falls into the category of leitzanus is forbidden. And as we'll see tomorrow, Mi'etz Hashem, we'll see how a person has to train himself even once in a blue moon, once in a while, to refrain from any of these type of divrei leitzanus. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue with the Haggah, with this footnote from the Chofetz Chaim, explaining the words of Rav Katina and the Gemara of the Zohar Daf Yud Ches of Kol Hametz Leitzeitz Neifel BeGehenim. What does it mean that he falls, one who ridicules will fall into Gehenim? Just to point out, it's not by chance I want to suggest that this Gemara is found on Daf Yud Ches, Chai. One who wants to live a life, a Chai, has to be careful to avoid Leitzanus. Thank you.